there's so we've already discussed about a number of areas that require research. Mm-hmm. I'm quite impressed with the amount of serious and specific engagement French academics and others, which I think exceeds much of the American research. And some of the traditional research is not as deeply into, I think, the different worldview and subjectivities, which I think are important, an important element, as opposed to simply studying resource management, mm-hmm. which is the traditional way.
To my view, the frontier, the state of the art of what we are doing in Europe, and I am very myself impressed by that, is the tentative, especially by the Italian school, of lawyer, constitutionalist, Rodotà, Lucarelli, and all these people, to try to define a legal status for the notion of common goods. Not commons, not commons in the traditional sense of a community organized around a resource, but around specific goods that impact large communities, whatever would be the property, public or private, but impacting large community, and they are trying to define a status, a specific status for these goods, respecting to a certain point the property of the owners, whether public or private, but respecting, taking into account the fact that these goods are not normal, usually goods, because they impact you, on your well-being, they impact the community, they impact the city, they impact the atmosphere, they impact the wealth, and for that they have to be defined, protected in a very specific way. And this is, to my view, what, to my knowledge, this is what the, let's say, European scholars and European activists are trying to do, and which, if we succeed in that, could be a great contribution to the movement.
I think I agree. It's a huge and even heroic effort to introduce a new category, which doesn't exist, because the commons is not public or private. It's very different. And moreover, common goods as something that are essential to one's survival and everyday life, to be distinguished from market activities. And so I agree that getting this as a human rights principle would be an enormous advance.
To make it clear, and this is the what is my research now. I distinguished, so to speak, three very large categories of commons, so to speak. The first one, the first ones are the ones analyzed by Ostrom and so on. That is to say, commons that emerged from the communities, from history, and so on, and more or less they are commons organized around a limited number of people, small or medium communities, around a lake, around a forest. Okay, it's okay. Then this is the first category, and historically this is where the movement on commons took its first inspiration, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Then we had the fantastic job done by the hackers, by Stallman on free software and so on. It's a different type of commons, because many of them are universal ones, that is to say, Linux and so on. These guys, they had done something that I really think incredible, that is, through private property law, copyright, they have opened it to the whole world, which is just incredible. It's the most beautiful hack never done, to transform private property law into means of universal access. Okay, this is the second step, and this is for very large communities. The wikis, in a way, belong to the same categories of commons. And now we are entering into a third category of not commons, but common goods. And that is exactly what the Italian, we were speaking just a minute ago, are trying to do. That is to say, focus on categories of goods that, because they impact you, because they impact human rights, because they impact the city, because they need to be treated in a specific way with a special legal status. So this is, to my view, the three series of commons and of commons goods, and this is where we are. To my view, this is where we are. We are trying to work on these three directions and these three types of actors, problems, perspectives, and so on.
Let me just elaborate on that, because I think that in some ways the common goods will be a huge advancement if we can start to codify that within the European legal system. But to the extent that a commons is about relationships, we do have to define who is in relationship to these common goods. Is it the state managing it, or is it other types of collectivities? Because, as they say, there is no commons without commoning. What is the nature of commoning with these common goods? And I'd like to try to conceptualize that more. And then I think I would add to these categories some of the more intensely relational types of commons, like agroecological commons or indigenous people or bien vivir, good living, where there is such almost an ancient tradition that almost defies some of the Western categories that we apply to commons. And I think that we have a lot to learn as Westerners from some of these commons. To the extent that we get out of static Western categories into these relational, emotional, spiritual dimensions, we start to have, I think, a richer feel.
You're perfectly right. You're perfectly right. No, I was just trying to define what is a research program, the way it is emerging in Europe, starting from European problems, commoners, and so on. But you are absolutely right. From in other parts of the world with different culture and so on, what is seen as a common, what is seen as the priority are not the same. And this is the richness of our movement.
The scholar Arturo Escobar has a wonderful term. He talks about the pluriverse, which I think is a wonderful way to show both the unity of the commons as well as its great diversity.
But to come back to the questions to the question you raised about these new categories of common goods, and who are the actors, how the commoners can be involved. Again, we face very different problems, because most of the reasoning about these common goods in the Italian case were around water. Water as a common good, and so on. The story of Naples and the referendum, and so on. So this will produce specific answers. That is to say, okay, once you have established that it is a common good, okay, then who and how you will manage it, okay? Is it the which community, which kind of enterprises? Because there is hard factories behind, how to purify the water, how to distribute it. You need steel, it's serious stuff,
Let me ask a question which I don't know the answer to. Is this bureaucracy 2.0? How do we reconceptualize some of that?
It's very interesting. Yes, it's something like bureaucracy or enterprise 2.0. What our Italian friends say or are trying to implement is, okay, on one side we have new forms of enterprises with a municipal or a public status, but it's not sufficient because we need to have assemblies of commoners, of users involved in the evaluation of how the work is done. We cannot dream. It's not the assembly of commoners that will decide if you use tubes of 10 centimeters, of 20 centimeters. This is impossible because you have hundreds of technical problems. But they can give an evaluation of the result of the price, of the quality, of the extension of the network. And the idea of our Italian friends is, okay, we cannot change the whole functioning of the enterprise, but what is important is to have this community of commoners regularly involved to discuss what has been done, how it can be. So in this way, it's an enterprise 2.0.
I think there's some really interesting examples and inspirations from Bologna, where they've devised the so-called Bologna regulation to use city government to invite people to devise their own commons within the city and then enter into pacts of cooperation with the city. Now, that's, for me, an interesting model of how the government and commoning can be combined.
Absolutely. And to complete what we have said until one, This, so to speak, common goods, the third category of problems, can be tackled through two different series of tools and actors. On one side, you can try, this is one way, to define common goods differently than private and public goods, okay? And on the other side, you can have, which is more the case of Bologna and so on, the city and so on, that decide through a chart that a series of goods belong to the city, so belong to the citizens, so have to be managed in a different way. It's another way to define common goods, not universal common goods, just like water, so to speak, but patrimonial buildings and so on, how to have access to it, piazzas, and so on. So it's a different way.
In some ways, redefining the trustee responsibilities of government to prevent it from the kind of giveaways that we've seen.
Exactly. This is the idea. Yeah. Put an end, especially in the French case, to put an end to the idea that the state has a total exclusive right to do quite anything at any moment. We have to finish with that.
Yes.